USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, protesters gathered outside the home of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in Louisville, Kentucky. McConnell has pledged to move forward in finding a replacement for Ginsburg before the election. Democrats want to wait till after. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin.
I don't want to get involved in this debate until at least Justice Ginsburg and her family have had time to mourn and celebrate and reflect.
Senator Susan Collins says we should wait until after the election. President Trump disagrees.
Well, I totally disagree with her. We have an obligation. We won. And we have an obligation as the winners to pick who we want.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR, and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com.
With more than 30 million cases of coronavirus around the world, experts say the spread is far from over. Michael Ryan is executive director of the Health Emergencies Program for the World Health Organization.
The force of infection within our communities, and particularly in some countries, is still very high. The fact that at a regional, sub-regional, or in specific countries, we're seeing significant rises in cases, as we're seeing in Europe.
At least 188 countries and territories now have confirmed cases of COVID-19. Voluntary evacuations have been issued in parts of Texas ahead of Tropical Storm Beta. Galveston, Texas County Judge Mark Henry explains why he's leaving the decision up to residents.
We don't anticipate any need for mass evacuation. The highest forecast winds that I have seen are 35 miles an hour. That's just a really good thunderstorm. And the highest rainfall totals I have seen decreased. Yesterday it was 15 inches probable, and now it's 15 inches potentially.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A number of Amazon employees were bribed to put products online. USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
Six people allegedly conspired to bribe Amazon employees and contractors in order to gain a competitive advantage on the retailer's marketplace, according to federal prosecutors. The U.S. Department of Justice said those charged posed as consultants and worked with third-party sellers whose products had been previously removed from Amazon Marketplace to get the items back on the platform. The six then paid a total of more than $100,000 each in bribes to at least 10 Amazon employees in exchange for their restoring the banned products or services. The products include household goods, consumer electronics, and dietary supplements. The six accused face up to 5 years in prison for commercial bribery and up to 20 years for wire fraud. They'll appear in court in Seattle on October 15th.
It was like a scene from a TV show played out in the Motor City. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns explains.
A driver in Detroit is behind bars after he jumped his car over a rising drawbridge on the city's west side. Drawbridge operator Andre Locke talked to television station WDIV about the incident. He looked at the car and said, "No, he ain't." But he did.
Over he went, blew out all four of his tires, and then he crashed through the other gate over there.
The call over the police radio described it as the Dukes of Hazzard. Locke called it the Blues Brothers.
That's a first for me. That's a good first for me.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.